And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball as we get ready for what should be a very exciting day at the ballpark today. Well, yesterday was one of those fabulous days as the mosaic is coming together for the 2021 San Francisco Giants. You know, I always start off at spring training and say, and they kind of tease me a little bit, you know, what is the mosaic going to look like? It's that blank canvas, the tiles are out there. And boy, one more win or one more Dodger loss will give the Giants the National League West division title in 2021, their first division title since 2012. So today could be the day that the Giants get it done. But they had to take care of business last night because the Dodgers aren't going away. The Giants beat the Padres last night 3-0. And for the Giants, they have 10 games with the Padres in September. They're now 5-3 in those 10 games. But before the game started last night, a very emotional moment, the Willie Mack Award was given out, and Lamont Wade Jr. got it, and a beautiful ceremony. The plaque was given to him by Willie's daughter, Allison McCovey, who I know for many years from the criminal justice units at the Hall of Justice. She worked there for many years while I was a criminal trial defense lawyer. And it was great to see her on the field last night giving Lamont Wade the Willie Mack Award, which is a big deal because it's voted on by the players, the coaches, fans, and everybody else connected to the ballpark. And for Lamont Wade, he deserved it. He has been just a pleasant surprise coming over from the Minnesota Twins. He's late night Lamont. He's got the game-winning RBIs. He's got ninth-inning magic for the Giants, and he's played great baseball, a great family, and it was nice to see him get the award last night. Well, when that was all said and done, the game started, and it was Anthony DeSclafani on the hill for the Giants last night. Another good performance from him. He may be a little bit tired, as Gabe Kapler said, but he went 5 innings, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. He's now 13-7 on the year. After that, here comes the bullpen, and I'll tell you again, it's solid starting pitching. It's a lights-out bullpen, a great defense. They hit home runs. And that's the formula that has taken the Giants to 106 wins and 54 losses. And that bullpen came in last night. And here they go with Alvarez, Leon. Rogers makes his 80th appearance. It's the most in the National League. And then the wild card. And this guy is going to have a big part of what happens for the Giants in October. And it's Camilo Duval. He comes in and gets his 3rd save of the week. He strikes out 2. And as everyone said, he's got ice water in his veins, and he's also thrown at 102, and he gets the job done. So the Giants win the game 3-0 over the Padres last night. They get it done in typical Giants fashion. A home run from Darren Ruff. And remember a few weeks ago I said, keep Ruff in that lineup and Lamont Wade. I remember having that conversation with Kerry. Lamont Wade and Ruff, they are two critical parts of this lineup. Ruff started off last night with his home run, number 16 for him. It gave the Giants a 1-0 lead. Then Mike Yastrzemski got an excuse-me swing, a base hit to left field, put the Giants up 2-0. Yastrzemski's starting to hit the ball a little bit at the right time. He's had a tough season, but he's got the power. Last 21 games for Mike Yastrzemski, 16 for 55 with 17 RBIs. But 9 walks for him, and he's starting to get on base. So nice job for Yastrzemski last night. Lamont Wade Jr., who else? Got a sacrifice fly. He's got 55 RBIs for Lamont Wade Jr. Wow. And that put the Giants up 3-0, and they were not going to be headed after that. In September, the Giants are 22-6 when they score first. How about this number? And I'm not sure what it means, but they are 77-14 when they score first. Against the National League West, they're now 52-22. Now, last night they didn't score 4 runs, but you give the Giants 4 runs, 84-17. How about that? So with 106 wins, they tie the 1904 New York Giants. 1904 New York Giants, one more win will set the franchise record. If they could win both of these games and get to 108, they will tie the New York Mets of 86 and the Big Red Machine of 75 for the best record since the division era started in 1969. So I predicted 107 a few weeks ago, and we'll see what happens. But if they win one today or if the Dodgers lose tonight, it's all over. And the Giants are the division champions of 2021 and will open the playoffs at home against the winner of the Cardinals and Dodger game, which would take place on Wednesday, and they would open up at home on Friday at Oracle Park. For the Giants, that's good news because they're 53-26 at home. San Diego has lost 12 of 13, and the Giants have won seven straight. San Diego really is having a tough September, and I'm sure we'll see a lot of changes there. On the playing field also was Joe West last night. He was behind the plate, and he is retiring. And I think John said, and Dave, he's umpired over 5,000 games. So for Joe West, he'll be at third base today, but he is retiring after the series. I don't know if he's going to be in the playoffs or not, but at least for the regular season, that's it for him. Some of the Giants not hitting right now. Longoria, 3 for his last 32. Got to be a little bit concerned about him. For Lamont Wade, he got the hit that beat Arizona on Thursday night, and then he got a hit last night. He's 2 for his last 22. And Steven Duggar, he is a weapon. First of all, he's a terrific outfielder. He robs home runs all the time, and he gets robbed too. But he can steal a base. And I like the way they're starting to use him now. They're putting him in situations at the end of the game when they need some speed and they need to steal a bag. Steven Duggar is being part of that. Well, the American League is wild as well. But first of all, the Dodgers tonight, they did win last night 8-6. They were down 5-1. Trey Turner, a couple of homers. Matt Beatty, a home run to put him ahead. It's Corbin Burnes and Urias. Corbin Burnes and Urias, Dodgers and Brewers tonight. So if the Giants win this afternoon, that's it. If for some reason they don't and the Dodgers lose tonight, that's it as well. So good things should happen this weekend. They have clinched a tie now for the National League West. In the American League, it's wild. It really is in this wild card. The Yankees have a one-game lead over Boston. And Boston has a one-game lead over Seattle and Toronto with two more games to play. It's Severino for the Yankees against Tampa Bay, Shane Baz, B-A-Z. And I said this to Bruce Jenkins a couple of weeks ago. Remember this name. This kid can throw, and he's going to be part of Tampa Bay's rotation, I believe, in the playoffs. Baltimore and Toronto, it's Means and Manoah there. Boston and Washington, Hulk and Josiah Gray, the former Dodger, and Seattle and the Angels. Boy, Seattle lost a tough one last night, 2-1. Diaz and Flexen there. So there's a million possibilities. Let's just see what happens. But the American League wild card is up for grabs. For Yankees look pretty good, but the other position could be a tie, and we could have a game 163 on Monday. Tampa Bay looks terrific. Juan DeFranco, Bruce and I will talk about him later. He looks like a man, and he can have a big impact on this playoff. All right, so today, Joe Musgrove goes for the San Diego Padres. He's a pretty good pitcher, 11-9 with a .322 earned run average. Ends up throwing 95 pitches in five innings. Then you're into the Padre bullpen, which generally is good for the Giants. Giants have seen him four times. Last two, 11 and two-thirds innings, 13 hits, 8 runs, 3 homers, 6 walks, and 10 strikeouts. And as I say, he can throw a lot of pitches in a game. 22 homers in 176 innings. Not the end of the world, but the ball can go out of the ballpark. But he's been a big surprise for the Padres. He's a good acquisition. 54 walks and 199 strikeouts. Lefty's 14 homers against him, so the Giants' lefty lineup will be in there today. Righty's 191 with 8 homers. 16 solos of the 22, so he's a tough customer. Runners in scoring position, 244. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, and it's a good number, like Gausman, 157. First time through, 234. then 197, then 215. He's a good pitcher. The problem is he'll probably be out after five innings because he just throws a lot of balls. And they foul him off, too. Crawford, 5 for 11 with a home run. Bryant, 4 for 15 with two homers. Boy, Bryant's got to get it going, too. He is in that funk, that 3 for 25 funk. In fact, Ruff played last night instead of Bryant. Can you do that in the playoffs? Boy, Bill, Kerry, and I will talk about that today. LaStella, 4 for 10. All right, for the Giants, to try to wrap it up today, it is Kevin Gausman on the hill. 14-6 with a .287 earned run average. He's been fabulous, just fabulous. He's 30. The whip is 1.04. San Diego has seen him five times, 28 innings, 31 hits, 11 runs, 5 homers, but 28 strikeouts with only 4 walks. He's been terrific all year. 144 hits in 185 innings, 20 homers, excellent. 49 walks, 222 strikeouts for him. Batting average against is .209. Righties, .202. Lefties, .216. 17 of the 20 homer solos. He is a tough, tough, tough customer and undoubtedly will open it up for the Giants, I think, next Friday if everything goes well this weekend. Runners in scoring position, 151. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 138. And these numbers have been there all year long. So it's Gausman to try to wrap it up today for the Giants and clinch that National League West against Joe Musgrove. And it is the San Diego Padres in town. Boy, the Padres have just fallen off the cliff during the month of September. All right, we've got a great show for you today. Susan Slusser is going to join us. Bill is going to interview Mark Gonzalez in Chicago. Boy, the White Sox and Astros series is coming up. Bruce Jenkins is with us. Paul White will absolutely look at the national picture of baseball. We've got Fabian Ardaya talking about the Dodgers a little bit. Excellent, excellent author, Kurt Smith. Memories from the microphone. Kurt Smith is the leading broadcast historian in the country. And then we'll wrap it up with Tim Kirchen from ESPN. So sit back, relax. This is going to be a good weekend of Giants baseball. More coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.